We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.5 KRZ. That is Shaggy. Jumpin' Jeff and Amanda right here. And we have been wanting to talk to this guy because I was frankly shocked when I saw online.
I know.
That he was leaving Channel 16. One of the, maybe the most well-known TV personality in the area, Ryan Leckie, and he is with us right now. Hello, Ryan. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, check is in the mail for saying that.
I feel
so seen. I mean, I tell people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm flattered you said that. Look, it ain't Oprah. I got to tell you, this week I have been overwhelmed with the number of people who have emailed me, who hit me up on social media, and just immense gratitude is what I feel, you know, this week and what I've gotten to do over the past 17 years.
You really brought something special to Northeast PA, your energy. I mean, that is probably the first thing everyone talks about is your just how energetic you are. But just really, you have gotten to be a part of really amazing events and shown up at businesses at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's what blows my
to
mind.
To help promote really amazing community events that mean a lot to the people who live in Northeast PA. And so that is probably a big career highlight for you, but really, you have touched a lot of lives.
Yeah, that means so much. You know what? I really credit our viewers, right, who have become like family, just like your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just become such a part of your life to the point what I loved after, you know, my Leckie Live segment that I started shortly after I arrived here in 2005. You know, it started sort of as doing some of these community happenings, and then we really saw, wow, there's a response for this. And look, there's certain elements in the news, just like in radio, that you have to cover, but people also want to feel good. And the great thing about Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania, there are so many incredible people here, so many amazing events, and they need their time to shine. And you know, I was so grateful for the opportunity I had at WNEP-TV over the past 17 years to have that platform to give people a voice for positive news, to launch a Reasons to Smile segment. And it's really meant a lot. I think one of the things I wanted to clear up right away, I saw a lot of rumors flying on social that I was moving to Florida. Many people know my mom lives there. We are super close. Here's the bottom line. I am still living in this area. I am not moving. My partner Matt works here. My friends who have become like family are still here. So I'm not going anywhere. So that's the thing. If you see me out at a grocery store, a restaurant, y'all still better come over. Fist bump me, high five me. I'm also a hugger, so, like, you know, don't ignore me.
Well,
it's exciting that you know, at the height of your career here, you have decided to courageously try something new. And I think we're all kind of curious what that is.
What's going on, Ryan?
You know, if I had a dollar, by the way, for every email I got or question about that, I literally would just retire, right? But because I jokingly say my partner Matt is like Susie Orman, he's like, you got to get to work in a few weeks, right? There is no sitting by the pool this summer. No, I really want you to know I'm just exploring a lot right now, talking to different organizations. And the thing is, like, I'm going to take a beat, right? People don't realize for 21 years I've actually worked in morning news. So I have gotten up for 21 years at my first television station, and then when I moved here at 2 in the morning, and I've gone to bed around 6 o'clock at night. So for me, the opportunity to stay up beyond 7, I'm excited for that. The short answer is, and I'm being as transparent as I can, I don't have an exact plan for really what's next. But, you know, truth be told, just like in your organizations and many healthcare companies and in media, we sign contracts, right? And for me, I want to say this was my decision to leave. Our station, my colleagues, the management, let me tell you, our management, our parent company, Tegna, they, you know, offered to keep me. Many, many people reached out, and I was so grateful for that. But what really happened, and I think you guys can relate to this along with your listeners, you know, over the past 2 years, there's been a lot of heavy stuff. This week was very heavy with the school shooting in Texas. And I really think for me, the pandemic specifically was this grand awakening of sorts that, like, hey, these whispers that I've been hearing for the past 2 years on things I want to explore maybe a year from now, 2 years from now in lifestyle and entertainment programming, the whispers just kept getting louder to the point where I said, you know what? I don't maybe want to be in my 40s and look back and said, hey, what if I went out there and I went out and I shoot my shot, right? Mm-hmm. I got to take a risk. And as I said, this is my decision to leave. The people who I work with and work for have been nothing but supportive. But I think that's really what it boiled down to. You know, after the pandemic, you really look back and you think, like, where do I see myself in 5 and 10 years? What would that look like if I explored that opportunity? And I really just said to myself, like, I got to go do this. And I want to be open and honest. It's scary.
It sounds like you may have a future in motivational speaking.
Yes.
Sign me up, you know? And one other thing I wanted to point out that a lot of people ask me about, something that I'm super passionate about. Not only have I gotten to have a WNEP family, I mean, the people behind the scenes, on air, our sales team, they literally have become like my second family. Same with the folks at Allied Services. You know, I did Ryan's Run here in this area for about 12, 13 years to support kids and adults with disabilities. And I want you to know, Allied, the team there, they started as friends. They're like family. They are going to continue the mission raise money during the charity. The name is going to change. We don't know what that is yet. It's not going to be Ryan's Run just because I'm exploring other stuff. But I want people who hear this, that's one question I got. I will always support Allied in one capacity or another. They mean the world to me, just like our viewers. And I just have to say, guys, I was so overwhelmed this week when people reached out. I'm like, I don't think anybody would care if I just rode off into the sunset, right?
No.
It's kind of
no.
crazy because you go in there.
No,
it's you know,
always,
you go in every day.
It's always shocking when you're out in public and people come up to you, whether you're in radio or on television, and you realize in some little way you're affecting their lives in a positive way. Now, what I need to ask you, Ryan, is because I've heard you're a big coffee drinker. I know I am. And I was wondering, because once in a while I will wake up at like 4:30 in the morning and I'll hit the TV. And the first time I ever saw you on at that hour, I thought, what the hell is going on? Why is he up and why is he bouncing around? How much coffee do you have a day? How many cups?
Yeah. So I would say probably an average of like at least 2 to get started. But here's the thing, you know, for the 21 years, I've always been like a sleep evangelist. So I'm like, I can't function if I get less than 8 hours. Like this week, I've been lucky to get 6 because it's been a, you know, an emotional week for me. But I have to say, I've always tried to get my rest, which helped. And, you know, what I love, just playing off what you said, Jeff, is that's what I love about our viewers, where they would reach out to me and we had that relationship like family to be like, dude, you need to dial back the coffee today. Or, hey, Lucky, I can hear the button squealing on your medium shirt. You need a bigger shirt. But I love that because even though people could bust my chops, they know I could take a joke and it was all in good fun. And I'm going to be honest, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'm on around 6:10 and then probably 6:55 with Mindy. I want everyone to know I'm going to be a hot mess.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be crying. Mindy's like my sister and she's not going to be any help because she's going to be a mess. So I just want viewers to just bear with us because, I mean, this whole week has it's been tough, but I'm just extremely, extremely grateful for people reaching out, you know, and just asking what I'm up to.
We're really excited for you. And after watching you and, you know, inviting you into our homes for 17 years, we're very excited for you and we wish you well. And we will look forward to following you on your socials to see what you're up to next at Ryan Lecky. Everyone can follow you too, so we can see where your life takes you and where you take your life.
And that means so much. And I'll leave you with this. As I heard someone once say, right, I feel like the past few months when, you know, I was really figuring out this next chapter officially, I feel like I've been talking to people and saying, we're going to go skydiving. And then this week I actually got in the plane and now tomorrow I got to jump out of the plane.
Oh,
and
God.
I really encourage people who are listening to this, if you ever wanted to take a risk, if you had that whisper, right, for your next career change or something else, do it.
Beautiful.
That's good advice right there. Do it while you're young enough to do it. Hey, Ryan Lecky, you know, it's odd. I've been here since 81 was one lane, and we've never met, which is really strange when you think about it.
But you know what I think? You're like Benjamin Button, buddy. You don't age.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Ryan, we wish
I have to give full credit to the Botox, but yeah.
Well, listen, you got the head of hair that nobody can beat. Hey, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Enjoy that final morning tomorrow, and we'll be tuning in.
And all my love to my other KRZ family. You guys are amazing, and I'm so grateful and appreciative you had me on.
Thank you so much,
Ryan,
and we wish you the best. KRZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.